Okay, so we're continuing Shavuot Torah. We are continuing today's daf is daf Pei Aleph, daf 81. We left off at 80B Pei Amud Bet, towards the middle of the page at the Mishnah. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shalom Avol Cholim Vichlalam Chimda Barachav Chadushan and the Mechanu Kamen Rifkas Rabban Amir Shalom Asarad David Mechanu Yifah Bedevar Rifkav Dachav Rifkav Dester Shalom Amaser Farim Adam Shem Rachana Farim Adam Yami Yabedam Yifah Chayar Sofet Chomer Rifkav Bedachana Simcha Ben Matam Yerav Nechav Yizman Yam Chana Laman Naom Yichal Sabar Tamar Sabar Chana Gebel Dagid Dibar Baracha Tan Ben Sarit Chomun Yaku Dabar Mamaka Shav Ben Eta Yerav Yifah Yosab Ben Yerav Shav Shav Penina Yosab Ben Yifah Tan Ben Yerav Sabar Chana Farim Adam Yikav Dagid Shav Nalki Dabar Yikav Dabar Yikav Dabar Yikav Dabar Shomer Rachama Chana Makav Dester Sham Sim Menachem David Yerav Yifah We're on the middle of the page on ADB at the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shomeret Yavam Shenaflula Nechasim. If a Shomeret Yavam, a woman who is her husband died and she had no children, she's awaiting the brother-in-law to perform Yibum, and some inheritance properties fell to her. So what happens? Modim Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Shemocheret Venotenet VeKayam. Beit Shammai Beit Hillel both agree that she can sell it or she can give it as a gift, and that is considered a it's Kayam. It stands. Meta, if she dies, Ma Yasu BaKetubata? What should they do with her Ketubah? UveNechasim HaNichnasin VaYotzinima, and the properties that she brought in and she would take out if they got a divorce. So what happens now? Beit Shammai Omrim. Beit Shammai say Yachaloku Yorshei HaBaal Im Yorshei HaAv. The inheritors of the husband and the inheritance of the father, they would split it. The properties are in their chazaka, wherever they were, they stay there. And the ketubah is in the chazaka of the inheritors of the husband. But the properties like the nichse milog that she brought in, that she would take out, so those are bechizkat yirshei ha'av, would go to the inheritors of the father. If let's say now the brother comes and he wants to do yibum, and his brother who passed away left over some money, he can buy a property with that, they would buy a property with that, and the brother would benefit from the fruits. Perot hatlushin min hakarka, if he left over fruits detached from the ground, yilakach ben karka v'hu ochel perot, he should buy a property with that, and he would benefit from the fruits. Hamechubarin lakarka, if the fruits are attached to the ground, Amar Rabbi Meir says, shamin otan kama hen yafin baperot, we evaluate how much they are, how great the land is with fruits, v'kama hen yafin belo perot, and how great the land is without fruits, what the values would be without fruits, v'amotar, and what is left over, meaning the difference between them, yilakach ben karka, v'hu ochel perot, they would buy a land, and he would benefit the fruits. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, perot ha-mechubarin b'karka shelo, attached fruits to the ground, they become his. Hatlushim ben karka, but if they're detached to the ground, kol ha-kodem zacha, and whoever grabs it first is the one who owns them, zacha bahen. Kadam hu, if he went there first and grabbed them, zacha, he merits them. Kadma hi, if she was the one who grabbed them first, yilakach ben karka, so they would buy a land, v'hu ochel perot, and he would eat from that produce, the perot. Kansa, if let's say now she married this brother-in-law, harehi ki ishto lechol davar, she's considered like his wife for all matters. Bilvaj de ketubata al nechse bala rishon, but except for the fact that the ketubah comes from the first brother, from the first husband. So lo yomar la, he can't say to her, harei ketubatech munachar al shulchan, to his yevama. He can't say your ketubah is sitting on the table. Ela kol nechasav acharin laketubata. Rather, all of his properties now become tied in. They become a lien on that ketubah, and she can take the ketubah from any part of his properties until they get a divorce. That is. Vechen, and also lo yomar adam leishto, a person should not say to his wife, harei ketubatech munachad al shulchan, your ketubah is on the table, ela kol nechasam acharin laketubata, all of the properties that he owns are like a lien on the ketubah, and she can come and take from all of those properties. Girusha, if now he divorces her, ein la ela ketubah, she only receives what's written in the ketubah. Hechzira, she only receives the ketubah itself, right? Hechzira, if now he remarries her, harehi kekol hanashim, she is like all other women, ve'ein la ela ketubah bilvan. She only has that first ketubah that she had from the first husband. So now what happens is, if he marries her and then divorces her, he can now utilize those properties in the meantime, and then he remarries her, so he would give her back the ketubah, he would give her the ketubah from the first husband. So the Gemara comes and says, Ibai lehu, we have a question. Shomeret yavam shemeta mikovra. A shomeret yavam, this woman is waiting the brother-in-law to do yibum. Who is the one who buries her? Yorshe habal kavrila, is it the inheritors of the husband that bury her because the kayarte ketubah, because they inherit the ketubah? Or dilmar, perhaps yorshe haav kavrila, it's actually the inheritors of the father that bury her because the kayarte nechasim anichnasin vayotzinima, because they get the properties that come into the marriage and nichse melog, they go back to the father's house. So which one is it? Who buries her? Who's the obligation on? Amar v'amram. Rav Ram says, Tashema, come and listen. The Tanya, the Baraita says, Shomeret Yavam Shemeta. If you have this woman who's waiting for the Yavam, she dies. Yorshea, Yorshea, Ketubata, Chayavin, Mekvurata. The inheritors who inherit her Ketubah, meaning from the husband's side, they would be obligated to bury her. So it sounds like it's from the husband's side. So Amar Abaye comes and says, Afana Nami Tenina. We also learned this earlier on. Almana Nizonim Yechsein Yetomin. We said that a widow, she gets supported from the properties of the orphans. Umaaseh Adaya Shelahen. And her earnings belong to them. Ve'ein Chayavim Mekvurata. And they are not obligated to bury her. Yorshea, Yorshea, Ketubata, Chayavim Mekvurata. But the inheritors of her Ketubah, meaning the ones of the from the husband's side, they are obligated to bury her. So it's clear that we learn this as well, that the side of the husband has to bury her. Ve'ezohi almana, sheyesh la shnei yorshina. What's considered a widow? Who's considered a widow who has two inheritors? Ve'omer zo shomeret yavam. It must be that there's the brother-in-law. And it must be that there's her father, right? The husband died. So it has to be that there's Shomeret Yavam, and the Shomeret Yavam, the brother's side, they would have to bury the woman if she died. Amar Ava, Velema, why don't you just say, Ach ani yoresh, I'm inheriting my brother, Ishto in ani kover, but I don't have obligation to bury his wife. Why do I get the obligation to bury his wife? That's the Gemara's question. So Amar Le, Abaye said to him, Mishum de bain alav mishnei tzadin, because they come at him with two sides. Im achiv yoresh, yikbor et ishto. If he is inheriting his brother, we're on page Pei Aleph Amud Aleph 81a. If he is inheriting his brother, so yikbor et ishto, he should bury his wife. Im eno kover et ishto, and if he does not bury his wife, yiten ketubata, you should give her the ketubah. Meaning, we're saying who is the obligation? If let's say the woman, her husband dies, so she's waiting for the yavam to marry her, and now she dies. So who's the obligation of burying her? Does the obligation go to the new husband, the Yavam, or does the obligation go to the father's house? So the Gemara is trying to say, why don't you just say, hey, this is my brother, I don't have to bury him. So Abaye said, but you can't say that because if you're inheriting the brother, you have to bury her. If you're not going to bury her, then give a ketubah. So which one is it? So Amar Le, Achika Amina. This is what he meant to say. On Pei Aleph Amud Aleph 81a. Ach ani yoresh, so I'm inheriting my brother, et ishto en ani kover, and I'm not burying his wife, meaning I am inheriting my brother, I'm not inheriting my wife, his wife. So, ve'im yishum ketubah, and if you want to say, what about the ketubah? Lo nitnat ketubah ligbot mechayim. A ketubah cannot be collected during one's lifetime. Meaning, a ketubah is not allowed to be collected while the husband is still alive. So if a ketubah is coming from this brother-in-law, he's still alive, he cannot give the ketubah. So that's why, clearly, the brother can say, I am coming to collect my inheritance, but the ketubah, but I'm not going to bury her. I don't have that obligation. So the Gemara comes and says, Man shman le de'id le midrash ketubah. Who is of the opinion that says we have this midrash ketubah? What is midrash ketubah? So Rashi says, Shedoresh lashona ketubah shekatuv ba, that you can be doresh the ketubah the following. Like, Shetinasi la'acher tidli ma shekatuv lechi. That when you marry somebody else, telling the woman, then you can take what's written in the ketubah. So who is the author of this? So the Gemara says, Beit Shammai. The author is Beit Shammai. So the Gemara says, Veshamina luhula Beit Shammai, da'amri, and Beit Shammai is of the opinion that says, Shtar ha'omed ligbot kegabui dame, that a document that is on its way to be collected, a ketubah that it's about to be collected, it's as if it's already collected. Where do we see this? Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, this is a Mishnah Masachet Sota. Metu balehen ad shelosh shatu. If the husbands die, right, the whole process of the Sota, they bring her up to the Beit HaMikdash, they would drink her these waters that were mixed with the Sota, the made Sota waters. So if, let's say the husband died before she drank the water. So Beit Shammai Omrim, notlot ketubah velo shotot. They take their ketubah and they don't drink the waters. Beit Hillel Omrim, and Beit Hillel says, no, o shotot, either they drink or they don't get the ketubah. So the Gemara says, Oshotot, either they drink. If the husband died, how can they drink the waters? The Pasuk says, Vehevi ha'ish et ishto el ha'kohen amarachmana veleika. The husband has to bring the woman to the Kohen, and the husband's not here anymore. The husband's dead. So how can she drink? Ella mitoch shelo shotot, from the fact that she does not drink, lo not lo ketubah. Beit Hillel says they do not receive a ketubah. So now the Gemara gets to its point. Beit Shammai Amrim, Beit Shammai said, not lot ketubah velo shotot. They get a ketubah and they don't drink. So the Gemara asks, ve'amai, and why is that the case? Sfekahu, it is a safek, it's a doubt. Why? Safek zanai, safek lo zanai. It's a doubt if she committed adultery or not. Right? So since it's safek, ve'ka'ate safek, umotzimi de vadai. And this safek is coming to uproot a vadai. What's the vadai over here? So Rashi says, midei yorshe habal, from the inheritors of the husband, shehen vadain biyerusha, that they are for sure in the inheritance. They would for sure receive that inheritance. So the woman's coming to uproot that ketubah, but she's a safek. So how can a safek be motzimi de vadai? How can a doubt, if she is considered married to him, still, if she's allowed to stay married to him, that comes and uproots the chazakah that it has that the inheritors get the ketubah, get the money. So the Gemara says, they hold that a document that is already about to be collected is considered as if it is already collected. Meaning, since this document is on its way to be collected, it's already ready for the woman to take, so therefore it belongs to her. It does not matter if it's only a safek. So the Gemara says, v'habayinan, but I thought you need that only when the woman marries someone else, then she gets the ketubah. So how can she get the ketubah now? She's not married to someone else. So the Gemara says, the answer is, and there's no somebody, meaning she didn't marry somebody else. So there's no way, because she has an obligation to the brother-in-law right now, right? There's a mitzvah of Yibum right now. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Yavam Nami, Ke'acher Dame. A Yavam, the brother-in-law, is also considered like another person. So therefore, if she has the marriage of the brother-in-law now, so now that's considered marrying another person, and she would receive the ketubah. So that's also another way you can receive the ketubah. Okay, Shalach le Rava the Abaye. Rava had a question to Abaye. Biyad Rav Shemaya, he sent it in the hands of Rav Shemaya, Rabbi Zera, the son of Rabbi Zera. Umin natna ketubah likbod mechaim. Can a ketubah be collected during one's lifetime? Ve'atani, we have a braita. Rabbi Abba Omer, Rabbi Abba says, Shaalti et Sumchus. I asked Sumchus, is the name of a chacham. Somebody wants to sell the properties of his brother. Right? What happened is the husband died without children. So there's a mitzvah of yibum. The brother comes to marry the woman, the sister-in-law. He marries her and he wants to sell the properties. How should he go about it? So the Gemara says, im kohenu, if he's a kohen, ya'ase seuda, he should make a big feast, v'ifayes, and he should try to convince the wife to allow him to sell the properties. Right, because if he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to divorce her and then remarry her. If he was in Israel, the Gemara now comes and says, Israel, who, if he's in Israel, migaresh beged v'yachzir, divorce her and then remarry her. What could he do if he divorces her? There's different opinions what he could do, but simple pshat is if he divorces her, so now he has the jurisdiction over those properties that he received, he can sell them now that they're not married, and then remarry her, and now there's no problem anymore. So that's what he could do if he's in Israel, but if he's a Kohen, he cannot divorce her. Why can't he divorce if he's a Kohen? Because a Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorcee. So if he divorces the woman, he cannot remarry her if he's a Kohen. But if he's an Israel, he can, as long as she didn't marry somebody else. Okay, so the Gemara now comes to this question. Flipping the Amud. That a ketubah can be collected during one's lifetime. If we really think that's the case. Why doesn't he just give the woman the amount that's written in the ketubah? V'ashar lizabin. And let him sell the rest. Meaning, why does he have to go through this process? Oh, make a feast, convince her, or sell, or divorce her, remarry her. Just give her the amount that's written in the ketubah, and you can sell whatever you want. So the Gemara says, "V'litamich, according to you, v'lotvami matnitin." You have a contradiction from our Mishnah. Why it said in our Mishnah, "Lo yomar," you cannot say la to the wife, or to the yavama rather, "Harek tubatich munachad lich al shulchan," that your ketubah is sitting on the table for you. Ella, what do you have to say? All of your properties are a lien on that ketubah. And she can come and say, okay, I want this ketubah and I want it from this land that you have. Right? So why over there? So the question should really come from there. Over there also, you should ask the same question. Say, hey, I'll give you the value of the ketubah and I can do whatever I want with it. Right? I can put my, why can't I put the thing on the table? Why can't I put the ketubah on the table? So the Gemara says, Hatam over there, etza tova kamashmalan. It wasn't saying what you have to do. It was giving you good advice. It was saying, good advice is not to come and say, put the ketubah on the table and say, this is your ketubah. Rather, all of your properties are a lien on the ketubah. So it was giving you a good session of advice over there. That was the point of what it was trying to say. right? Because if, let's say, the money that he sets to designate for that ketubah gets lost, so what will he have to do? He'll have to write her a whole new ketubah. So therefore, he's taking a risk over there. So the Gemara is teaching you etzah tovah. But the ilo tema achi, if you don't say that it was just an etzah tovah, seifa at the end of the Mishnah, the katane that we said, v'chen lo yamar adam le'ishto, a person should not say to his wife, Hare ketubatich munachat lich ala shulchan, that your ketubah is sitting on the table, ela kol nechasav acharin leketubat ishto, all of his properties are a lien on her ketubah. So, i bayle le zabune, hachinami de lo matzil mezaben. So the Gemara asks, if you wanted to sell the properties, also in this case, he would not be allowed to sell them. How is that the case? It's his own wife. He has the jurisdiction over the properties. So if he wanted to, technically, he can go and take those properties and sell them. So what is the Gemara saying, rather? It must be that it's just teaching us, Ela etzah tovah kamashmalan. It's teaching you good advice. Don't just go and say, here is the ketubah on the table. Rather, all of your properties are lean on that ketubah. So you can come and take from all the properties. Now, even though, technically speaking, you could, the husband could sell the wife's properties, but still, the Gemara is trying to say, it's not a good etzah, the Gemara is saying. So, hachanami, so too in our case, in the case of the Yevama, etzah tovah kamashmalan. It was coming to teach us an etzah tovah, good advice. But now the Gemara gets back to its question. But the case of Rabbi Abba that we had on the previous Amud, that he said, if you want to sell your wife's, the brother-in-law's properties, you marry the wife, and what does he do? If he's a Kohen, you have a feast and you try to convince her. If he was a Israel, you divorce her, sell it, and remarry her. So the Gemara says, this is a Kushya on Rabbi Abba. Why Rashi says, Ademigareshla, instead of divorcing her, niachedla, why don't you just place for her the amount of the ketubah and then sell the properties? What's the problem with that? Meaning, why would you say that divorcing her and remarrying her is better than just giving her the value of the ketubah and just selling what the properties are? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Abba nami lokashia. The case of Rabbi Abba is also not difficult. Why not? Mishum eva. The Gemara says it's because of eva. What does that mean? Rashi says, look at Rashi. If someone sets a value for his wife of the properties or the metaltalin, noten evat olam benehem. He now puts like a lot of anger in between them. Why? Because the savra enav noten begirushin. Because she thinks that he wants to divorce her. Look, he's paying me the value. He wants to divorce me. He wants to sell the properties. Aval, but if let's say zeshem migaresh al menach yachzir, someone divorces the woman on condition to remarry her. Yada, she knows the lo asa elalim kor, that the man is only doing that in order to sell the properties, upakala eva, and she has no hatred. Meaning the woman would prefer the man to divorce her and remarry her rather than give her the value of the ketubah and sell her the properties that came from the husband's home. So it's such an important line because it's so important that it's all in the woman's, you know, psychology and what she's thinking. So since she thinks that I'm going to end up with the man still, I'm okay with it. But even though right now I'm with the man and he might divorce me, I'm not okay with it. And so that's why it might bring eva, it might bring hatred. Okay, I think we'll stop there. We'll just do a 1 minute recap. We started in the Pei Amud Bet. We brought a Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about a Shomer Tevam, a woman who was waiting for the Yavam to marry her, who properties fell down to her. We said she can sell them. If she died, then what happens is the ketubah goes to the husband, the brother inside. The properties that go into the marriage, the nichse melog, they go to the father's side. That was our Mishnah. Then the Gemara came and said, who is obligated to bury her? So the Gemara tried to say, it's really the Yorsheh Baal, the inheritance of the husband, is obligated to bury her. And that's how the Gemara answered that question. It said, really, the obligation is on the inheritance of the brother. And the inheritors of the husband, right? The brother was marrying her. Then the third part of the daf was Lamun Aleph, Peamun, burying her, yes. They have the obligation to bury her. So then the third part of the daf, which is on the Amud Aleph, we came and said, the question was, are you allowed to collect a ketubah from one's lifetime? So came Beit Shammai, came the first opinion and said, no, you're not allowed to collect this ketubah during one's lifetime. And then the Gemara came and said, are you really not allowed? Maybe you are allowed. So the Gemara said, Umina na ketubah legibon mechayim, are you allowed to collect the ketubah during one's lifetime? But we clearly see over here in this case that you're not allowed to collect the ketubah in one's lifetime. And the Gemara is going back and forth on that idea, if you're allowed to or not. And the Gemara tried to say that if you're allowed to collect the ketubah from one's lifetime, then why don't you just say, instead of divorce her in that case, just give her the value of the ketubah and sell the properties, do whatever you want with it. So The Gemara said this, is tried to bring it, and this is the finale of the daf, tried to bring a kushiya on Rabbi Abba on that point, that hey, if it's in Israel, why does he have to divorce her? Just give her the value. And the Gemara answered by saying, because if you do that, it's going to cause eva, it's going to cause hatred between you and the wife, because then she feels at any moment you might want to divorce her. But if you divorce her and she knows you're going to remarry her, she would be okay with it. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Adam. Amen. Amen. Shana tova.